Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebization.
All right, but if you could pick any person from our realm to fight in a war, who would you pick?
Boku no Pico.
I said...
You should have saw this coming.
You're picking a literal child to go to war.
So it's a group of children.
It's a
group.
I said one person.
What's the question?
If you could pick someone from this realm to fight in a war, who would you pick? It could be...
From this realm to fight in a war?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it to elaborate, Chief.
So,
you mean one in history?
Yes.
Use it in
were
a...
Were there either mythological...
Do they get powers? Thrillers?
Yeah.
They get like fate powers?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Who are you summoning?
Hitler.
What powers do you have?
Remember in which one? The new fate where you had the Spartan. What was his name?
Leonidas.
That was his noble phantasm. And he goes,
that doesn't make sense.
No, Hitler, he raises his hand up and goes, noble phantasm. It's like 50,000 Nazis appear. And they all have like guns similar to Helsing abridged. And they're all just like mega cannons. And he goes, see, Heil! And then they all just fire at top speed. And he's like a ruler class. He's like a he's a ruler class.
What?
Tell me that's not good. Tell me that's both unhinged.
You. That's how you we got here. You ass.
Don't be upset. He's jealous. He's jealous because that was a dope answer.
I'm so baffled.
You're jealous because that was a dope answer.
I'm not gonna reply to you.
You're just jealous. You're fucking jealous.
The first instinct you shouted with joy, Hitler.
Hitler. You want to know my other answer?
No, I don't. That's
my other answer was worse.
Okay, Shannon, who are you doing? I don't know how you top that.
All right.
I have the skill set. I have the powers lined up.
Damn.
In the class. You gotta have the class in the noble phantasm.
Yeah, that is true. I'll probably do... What's a good one?
I got one by saying easy. It's easy.
Oh no.
It's easy. For all those who couldn't hear me, I said Helen Keller.
Can't see, can't hear.
No, she does! That's her noble phantasm!
She's in my world now.
Yes! That's genius! That's what she said! Noble. Because you get No. And then it's a dome around the city. It's like 100 miles wide. And everyone's blind, deaf, and mute. And then she just starts handling everybody.
Oh, shit.
What class would she be? An assassin class? Ooh, no. A mage class.
Mage class.
She has, like, the powers of Daredevil. She can kind of see. It's like Daredevil.
That's ridiculous.
My other answer was Jeffrey Epstein.
This
is noble phantasm was welcome to my island.
So it's like Emu's, but he sends you to like the actual island.
Yeah, but you're all the slave people. You're all the kid. You're all like the slaves.
I'm shaking my head.
And you get trapped there forever. Like you get stuck there with King Diddy and all the monsters. And he's like, he goes, welcome to the game. Let it begin. And then at the end, you hang yourself. You all hang yourself.
Note to self.
You should have been more specific about you.
Note to self.
You should have been guidelines. The question's too broad. The question's too broad, and you're jealous of my answers because I came up with classes.
Never give angel power.
He's an assassin class, too. He's an assassin. Bro, dude, I have three answers off the fucking bat with the powers and what they do in the classes. Stop hating on my creativity. Jeffrey Epstein, man. Helen Keller, Hitler.
I was going to say Michael Jackson, give him alter ego class.
Oh, that's a good one, see, but that's safe. It's too safe.
Yeah. Mine, you would more safe than his.
You would watch my season of Fate. My season of Fate is dead. He would watch it. If I told you there's a new season of Fate and it's Jeffrey Epstein and Hitler are the villains, but their powers are OP.
I'm not watching it.
And then Shaquille O'Neal, and he's like the Berserker clan. They call me the Superman. And then he just, he's a delusional genie. I'm a fucking genius.
He thought about it way too much.
Yeah.
My answer was so tame.
You better restart. You better think one more time.
No, I'm good.
You guys think again.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck. I got nothing. I was going to say some shit like Captain Falcon, bro.
He's not even a real person.
He's not from our realm.
He's not from our realm? Is he cheating? You think you said a person? You want to do it from our realm?
All right. John Wick, then.
Well, he's not dead.
He said anybody. I said anybody. I said Shaquille O'Neal's not dead.
Yeah.
But that's basic, John Wick. He just shows up and one shots everybody in the fucking skull.
No, not really.
You know Fate. Yeah. His bullet thing was
not. Yeah, but his bullets are different.
He has wanted bullets.
Yeah, he has bullets. He shoots and you see them do right angles.
No, but
he's like, that's the right angles.
And his bullets also wanted bullets.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a black man once.
Anyway.
Oh,
it was a black man one.
We're
that
talking.
Was, yeah, holy shit! I got the Fate game, the Fate Extella, and that's one of the characters where you play as MEI's like older version, long hair, and then there's just Fate, and they made him black with two guns. And I went, y'all have never been to America before. Y'all have never been to America because you made the one black person have dual wheel pistols, and he holds them sideways, and they got a knife at the bottom. And I went, and you couldn't make up your mind what crime he was doing. With pistols and knives, you couldn't even pick.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast of Weaver Stations. Thank you for coming back. We appreciate you. I'm joined by Angel.
I never left.
They never left.
I never left.
We're still here.
We're still here. don't invite me if you don't want unhinged.
Today, we're talking about Fate Apocrypha, but there'll be other points of us talking about other fates.
I have one question.
Yes.
How far would you let Emiya get with you on bases? Because I'm going third base.
Which way?
He has to go down on me.
Okay.
I'm not going down on him. That's gay. But he can go down on me with his beautiful hair and toasty caramel skin. He can go down on me. Not sucking dick, but you guys are so gay. But he can suck my dick. Beautiful man.
For the viewers, answer that question.
Pick someone and then email me. dmf.revolution@gmail.com and send me your answers. I don't want a paragraph. I want a one-word answer of who in the Fate universe you would let get to third base. You can write their name and you'll write third base to them or third base for you. I want to know the difference. Okay, that's my game. That's a good email.
Wicked.
All right. So, what faction are you guys? In Apocrypha.
I always like the underdog.
See, that's hard.
I always like Archer class, and I think it's just jaded.
Your classes. We're talking about factions. Factions is. Black, red, and master class.
Oh, I would always choose.
So, master class are the people that have the mark and control everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Black faction is Siegfried, Chiron, mm-hmm. Dracula, I think that's his name.
No, what's the red?
Astolfo, Castor, I keep forgetting his name, Berserker, and Jack the Ripper.
And what's the red one?
The red one is Mordred, this archer, I keep forgetting her name, Karna,
Achilles.
Yeah, Achilles.
Spartacus.
And
Semiramis.
Yeah, Semiramis.
And it's all
who?
Adelante?
Yeah, Adelante, the archer.
I'd probably be black. I don't need to control everybody.
He's going to be a badass.
Would you be a badass as a master or summon?
I want to be a summon.
You want to be a summon?
If I was, yeah, because if I was a master.
Fuck all that. I'd rather be a master.
I bet you would. I bet y'all would.
Yes. Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, I bet you would. Reparations coming real fast over here with these people. Yeah. Fucking Shannon over here with my first command seal. Angel on your knees. Second command seal. Suck this cunt.
Yeah.
Third command seal.
Third command seal. You've seen.
Spit it out.
You've seen all the fate. No one in the position of a fucking servant has a happy ending unless they're either a ruler class or they shouldn't be there.
Right.
Like freaking Gilgamesh.
Like Gilgamesh shouldn't be there. And I'm happy. And I'll, let me be, I, you know, yeah, that's true. That's true.
And Gilgamesh only has one op, and that's his best friend.
Yeah.
He's not so,
should not be there. That should be a judge. Like the people that watch over it.
Yeah.
So you'd be someone that doesn't exist that keeps the gameplay.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
You're whack, man. You're just out there in the void.
Here's the holy grail. Go cause war.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's just the eagle sitting in his chair like that going.
Yeah, this is me just, who am I playing with today?
He goes sitting at the desk going like, how the grail started was, I'm so bored! And he just goes, I'm fucking shit up. Fuck this! He gets a lot of leaves in there. He goes, fight! Fight! Please! I've been stuck up here for like 3 millennia. Fight! Do something. Fucking A. Yeah, I just want power. It's like, I guess the right answer would be like, yeah, I could be a master, but at the same time, I'm a pervert, and I'm going to be like, oh, Saber, you're looking real good. We're going to go master field, go shopping, and pray changes to the bikini that I got you. And two, love me. You don't love me, or we're done.
Commands.
Love me!
We used to command.
Yeah. I wouldn't fight. I'd have my wife who would. I just
wouldn't
fight. I'd run away and have... And
she disappears when the war's over.
No, exactly. If I don't fight, the war continues. And then the war continues. And then...
Running for the rest of your life will be tragic.
I'm going to impregnate King Arthur. I'm going to get King Arthur.
You'll live a life of paranoia because you're only going to be hunted.
Yeah, that's fine. I want the ending that Emiya had. He had Saber and Rin or Tosaka, and I want that. I want that. Everybody getting pregnant. I'm sorry, it's going
to be babies disappear with them.
That saves me so much fucking money.
Saves me so many problems.
Oh my god.
They're like, oh, goodbye, my love. And now I'm supposed to be like, oh no. And I'm like, the moment they leave, they're gone. Keep me up at night. I got 2 more. I only got one.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So, because it's an actual thing.
That's my brother.
So, you know Mosh, right?
Yeah.
She is pretty much that.
The offspring?
Yeah.
Of
her noble phantasm?
I thought she was...
Someone on the round table.
Yeah, but, Lancelot.
Yeah, Lancelot. So, she's a byproduct of that. That's pretty much what you get out of having offspring with a servant. Is just a homunculus.
A homunculus who can stay.
Yeah, but like, still date is... drastically and need like certain energies in order to survive.
Yes, I saw that too. Yeah. You know, like they age super fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, and they have to keep doing it to stay alive.
You're not a subject, Theta Bakuma.
Okay.
Who's your favorite character?
What?
You know,
Mordred.
You know mine.
Mordred?
Yeah, she had a lot of screen time.
Okay, I think Mordred. I didn't like her versus the Shiro me.
Yeah, poor Saber Red, she's just so damn cool.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I have a picture of her.
Saber and Emiya.
I will say one of the coolest concepts for me was Jack the Ripper.
Ooh.
Yeah. Being in, like a little girl and eating people was fucking creepy as fuck.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
The creativity behind
That's what's like
Jack the Ripper's creativity.
The thing that they did with her that people don't realize is that she's supposed to be a two part servant. because she consumes her master.
Yep.
And then that master becomes a part of her multiple personality. Because that river is a bunch of children.
Yeah, all
she's
a bunch body. Of, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That river is a whole bunch of people that died.
Yeah, they talk in third person.
Yeah, that's why they refer to themselves.
So Jack the Ripper isn't really Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper is a bunch of children.
No, it's the embodiment of fear of Jack the Ripper. Yeah. It's all the victims. How they fear Jack the Ripper, that Jack the Ripper in a
body. Because remember, Jack the Ripper only killed women and children.
Yeah,
right. So it's not Jack the Ripper really. It's the concept of fear around Jack the Ripper. Mm-hmm. These are all the souls taken.
They're all trapped in a little girl's body.
That's wild.
Yeah. That's why it's one of her characters. Yeah.
I missed a whole lot of that.
This is also like, I think, the only anime that features Jack the Ripper as much as yeah, she usually doesn't get screen time, or she's mentioned in Fate Grand Order.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I did not know that.
Yeah. Berserker's also pretty cool, too. Mm-hmm. She also has a pretty tragic backstory. So there's a reason why she can't talk, because it's Frankenstein, but a female.
Yep.
And there's a reason why she always goes to directs, because she was in love with her creator, but they... You know, they couldn't be together because she had accidentally killed her creator.
Right.
So, you know, since it's Frankenstein, she can't speak, but she understands.
Right.
And she's always in her dress.
Right.
Yes. That's the dress that the creator brought her.
Right.
So the concept of these characters that were quite amazing.
Yeah.
I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, Hannah, the reason I started watching it was because, like, I originally started watching, you know, I started at Unlimited Blade Works and then working on the backwards. And then I saw that Emiya. And I was like, what the hell is that? Why is he a priest? Why is he looking
at
that? And I started watching it. And then I had to read one of those, what's it called? An omnibus?
Yeah.
To get the explanation on, like, why Emiya is like that. And it was like, the premise was he is a version of Emiya, who is also a version of Jesus Christ. And I went, what the fuck does that mean? And the premise was, like, in this one version, he was picked, he came, he is Emiya, but he is also...
Yeah.
You find out he is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I went, can you do that on television? And I was like, do you mean like he's an allegory for Jesus Christ? And they're like, no. He is the actual spirit of Jesus Christ, who is also sharing the spirit of Emiya.
Yeah.
He was like, they don't describe it well in the omnibus, but it's almost like he would, like how Emiya, when he showed up in Unlimited Blade Works, is you're an incomplete summon, so you just summon the closest thing in your timeline to do that. And then in this one, it is almost the same thing, where he is a bit of an incomplete summon.
Yep.
So you get Emiya, but the closest thing to this timeline is Jesus.
Yeah.
And I went, that's crazy and blasphemous.
By the way, if you never watched Fate, you should watch it. It's pretty good.
I think Fate is great. I think you'll get confused.
People sleep on it a lot because it's confusing.
Yeah.
But
when you ask someone what's a timeline look like, and then you literally Google it, and it's a fucking... 1 mile page of lines and multiverses and things that people say literally don't look at.
Honestly, I
would say just watch it and
you don't have to watch it. They all don't
connect. You don't watch it in an order. Do it in the year that it was released.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's probably the easiest way to do that.
I think if you're someone that's very very new, very very new.
I think it was my first one that I watched.
Yeah, I was like, if you're very very new, the two that I watched first was Unlimited Blade. In order, it was Unlimited Blade Works. But then I watched Apocrypha, and then I watched. I forgot the Fate, but it's the Fate where everyone's all servants are cards. And they and that one was more catered towards like a new generation of watchers, because it was a bunch of girls who were like magical girls who would then activate like a card. And then one of the girls had an Emiya card. And she turned into Emiya.
Was that not Unlimited Blade Works?
No.
Because
They were all girls. The main characters.
Oh, it's girls. Fate Stay Night.
Is it just Fate Stay Night?
I think so.
Because it's just all girls. It's all a bunch of little girls, and they all have powers. And then Emiya, near the end of the show, shows up from another timeline, appears, and they fight a copy of Gilgamesh that's a woman. And he shows up because his sister is actually one of the main characters in the show and not Emiya. Emiya is nowhere to be seen. And then Emiya shows up and he fights them. And this is an Emiya that is like from, it's not the Emiya servant. It's Emiya as like himself as a teenager. And then he showed up and appeared. That was the one that I saw. And I realized that one was more catered towards a new generation of watchers who are unfamiliar with Fate. Because I was like, I've never heard of Fate with cards. You're activating cards to get powers and people had a bunch of servants. Like, you ever seen this shit? You've never seen
voicing.
Shay, are you looking at
it? Yeah, that's Fate Stay Night. Because it's Fate Stay Night and then Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works are different.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Fate series with.
Yeah, because Rin was like the secondary main character. She was the one that had the cards when handing them out. Because I remember her, I think, finding someone who had a writer as a card, right?
Yeah.
And it was, like, some guy that was trying to basically kidnap Rin. It's either I'm remembering this wrong or something.
Anyways, Fate's complicated, but you should watch
Fate. It's very complicated. That was a weird tangent. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Who do you think is the most underrated in Fate Apocrypha?
What do you mean by who?
Yeah, just fine.
Like, that didn't get enough screen time to do their thing. For me, it's William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Ooh, what an interesting choice.
He literally only got his spotlight at the end.
Yeah.
He had one episode. It wasn't even a full episode. But his power was to rewrite memories or relive memories.
Yeah, I'll agree with that, strictly because of that power.
Yeah, and
we don't talk about it, right? Like, because then if you show it too early in the series, it becomes the MacGuffin.
Yeah.
But then it also kind of shows, like, you're kind of a dick. You're kind of a dick. You could have done it the whole time. Because
the whole series, he's obsessed with how is this going to play out. Oh, it's a lovely story or whatever.
Right. His power is so, but him as a writer, but he doesn't want to rewrite it because he's a writer.
Yeah.
They don't want to.
He's an anti-hero. He worked for whatever side he feels interested in just to fuck with people.
Yeah, he's like, it just sounds like you're super neutral. Where he's like, whatever side I'm going to have the most fun with, this is what I'm doing.
You're all agreeing, William Shakespeare?
Yeah.
It's hard to disagree with it. That's just all it is. It's just hard to disagree.
I mean, like, other than him, I would probably say Chiron.
Yeah. I feel like Chiron was...
He had one good fight and then died. So.
Yeah. He has some nasty shots, though.
Yeah.
I won't lie. He has some nasty shots.
He has a pretty basic... It was pretty basic. Phantasm, though.
How about was overhyped?
Overhyped?
Over?
I think Vlad was overhyped. The vampire.
What's
the guy? Vlad.
I don't think he was overhyped. I think.
You think Astolfo was overhyped?
I
think Astolfo was crazy. He got so much love in the fan base.
Oh, true. Yeah.
He got so much love in the fan base.
But
it went on too long. As a fan base, character, and you kind of hit a certain fan base, and now, like, you can't Google
things.
When I'm seeing Astolfo, and be sure you keep your safe search on.
Yeah.
Like, God, I think, like, Astolfo was very right. Cool character, right?
Yeah, he was cool.
Cool.
He did everything the right way.
Yeah.
I liked all his motives. He was the good guy. He's always the good
guy. He was just the good guy. That's all it is. But that's why I'm like, I just see it as, if you have to pick someone who's overhyped, Astolfo for me
is the most overhyped character you have.
Yeah.
You gotta work with these long paws.
I mean, I agree with you.
But I also think that was kind of...
I'm trying to think of...
Yeah, Vlad doesn't get enough action, unfortunately.
It's kind of used.
Yeah, he's just there as a... as something to look at.
Also, you know how long it took me to say Yugita Millennia? When they first said that, I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Yugita Millennia.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is he saying?
Yugita Millennia. He's a bitch.
Just any of them. The Yugita Millennia. They're all bitches, bro.
Yugita Millennia. It's just super, it's just very interesting.
Some of them are actually pretty good people. Like, Fucker in the Glasses, he was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, his sister in the wheelchair, she's pretty good.
Yeah. No way.
I don't know what his face is up at the top. He's pretty good too.
I like him, he's pretty cool.
He'd end up with Saber in red and they were just chilling halfway through the story until they got to the battlefield, and then she just overtook everybody.
Yeah.
People don't understand that every fucking Saber face is OP, so...
Dude.
Her and fucking Jane D'Arc are there to stop shit. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say...
Yeah, that explosion was crazy.
For anyone watching Fate, if you see Saber... the war is technically won if a MacGuffin doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because you try to make you try to make Fate in every single way, like, oh, it's a war and some people get a class. And I'm like, no. This class is bullshit. Because if you have a Saber, you're gonna win. Most of the time. If you have a Berserker, you have a higher chance. You have a chance.
Yeah,
but if you have an archer, everyone's upset. If you have a runner, everyone's upset. what was it?
I mean
technically, like,
the archer class, Gilgamesh is kind of OP.
Bro, Gilgamesh isn't even fair.
Every fate that Gilgamesh in is just a one-sided battle.
It's a one-sided battle.
So Gilgamesh only loses because he has to go somewhere. He has to run away.
Yes. Like, the only time you have classes and it becomes like Pokemon, where a type beats another type and you just have to pay attention to the context, right? Like, Gilgamesh beats a berserker, right? He's standing long distance, I'm just going to hit you with a bunch of shit, and that's why when you saw a Gilgamesh fight Archer in Unlimited Blade with it, Archer was the one that slowed him down, right? And then later on you get the same thing. Where in all the Fate series, the one who counters an archer is another archer. Because that's what Emiya does. I'll counter you to get close enough to you. It's just now who's better at close range combat. It just so happens that Emiya will do it.
Yeah, because Emiya has close range ability.
Yeah, he casts close range ability. So when you watch this, it's one of those things where you're like, it is rock, paper, scissor.
Yeah.
Because if you watch it without that context in mind, Berserker and Saber are... You're like, who's beating them? And then you're like, no. There are classes that can do it.
Yeah.
It's just most of the time they're underestimating themselves.
Yeah.
Or it's like when you see, once again, just use Emiya, when he's underestimating himself, like, how am I going to win? I'm like, if you just kind of believe in yourself for a fucking minute, you can copy everything he's fucking doing. Yeah. Like, stop being a pussy.
Yeah.
You can do it.
So I have two questions.
Sure.
But like, Jack the Ripper would have done more damage if they went outside of the town.
No.
No?
No.
You think they would just get bodied?
Yeah. Jack is... So, one, Jack is an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Two, assassins are only good against Lancers.
Okay.
They can get them out of absolute nowhere. Because a Lancer needs to have a setup in order to execute, like an archer. The only issue with archers is that archers are extremely long range.
Yeah.
And they're very patient. So, in Jack the Ripper's case, she... one is the weakest of the assassins, two, and she is extremely experienced in, what's the word I want to say? And
God damn it.
God damn it. That's not good.
So, You'll get sliced up, but not die, but you'll be poisoned, and then you'll slowly die until she gets to be able to have fun with you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, you put her with the berserker, she ain't doing shit.
Mm-hmm. Second question. Do you feel like Spartacus was...
Spartacus, the berserker?
Yeah. How do you feel about him?
He did. He did shit. He wasn't evil. He just... hard to talk to.
Yeah.
He's one of the characters. He's one of the few characters that when he was on the screen, I kind of tuned out.
Yeah. Because he's not as interesting.
He's not interesting.
As Frankenstein.
I hated how they had it.
Yeah.
It seems like a brute.
Yeah.
Well, all berserkers are.
Black Faction had just way more interesting, compelling characters to sit.
Red Faction only had Staber and Karma's interesting characters.
Yes, that's it. Everyone else is just kind of like.
He's William Shakespeare.
What's different? He doesn't do anything. He's interesting later.
He
only has one moment to get that one thing right. That's it.
That motherfucker is the dude at the club that now wants to start showing moves and hitting on women when the lights turn on. Like, we only got 20 minutes. You better do what you gotta do. We only got 20 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you, he'll catch them 20 minutes.
He's like, damn, man, he waited all day to bring home this torta? That's crazy. Bring home torta. Get that torta.
Wrong.
Question, how do you guys feel about Sieg being there?
Siegfried? I never liked Siegfried, which is a pretty hot take. You know, he's pretty cool.
He's very
he's the biggest plot device ever.
Yeah.
Him and the main character, they're the same fucking person.
If you're the main character...
Bro, I don't want to see a copy of you.
If you're the main character, you can't be generic. He reminds me of so many other main characters that you get basically washed away by the interesting side characters.
Yeah.
You're very generic. And the overshadowing is crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, most of the... that's why we don't like it. If Siegfried died, it was just Sieg trying to, like...
Be him.
Yeah. Instead of his own...
And then it's like, bro, you're being set back because you're a homunculus. You can't wield this much power. And then get carried on by a plot partner. Yeah. And the next thing you know, you become him.
I will say, the homunculus side plot was really interesting. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that is pretty
interesting. It is very interesting. Like, as a whole, all the homunculus,
become what they are and their purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like that idea. Like, that's where you come from.
Yeah, and then it was great.
You become a conduit.
They were just.
What people do.
Dead flesh bodies, but you make her believe it. People do.
Not for 2 years, but we're people.
You can make love.
You can make love, I think. Once again, if Sieg as a character gets overswept by side characters in more interesting plot points and all these other things, and you're basically like,
no one likes a crybaby.
You're a fucking wet blanket and nobody likes that shit. And your relationship with John or Jean, however you pronounce it, Jean Bart, I'm like, that seemed very unnecessary. It seemed like a point of, like, that's how you get interest in the character, right? His relationship with her. But it kind of felt like, excuse me, oh my god. It kind of feels like he was such a nothing character, like, it's just so boring. You had to make him interesting with that.
Yeah.
And then, but he's still such an uninteresting character, you hate that that's their relationship. You hate that they interact like that.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the war overall?
It was, okay, for its time, it was pretty...
It
was pretty decent, you know? There was a lot of things you're like, oh, cool, that's interesting. Oh, cool, that's interesting. Now, in this point in time, it's like, my God, have you seen Babylonia?
Yeah!
Babylonia is crazy.
That war was intense.
Yes. Have you seen that shit?
It was like, just constant risk.
Yes.
Oh my god, it's different now. That's why I said it's hard. It's hard.
But that's a good thing. That means the studio is doing even better. The more they make.
Yes, it shows where you're coming from, especially when you're like, if you're someone like me who started way later, and then you just really want to watch everything, and then when you go back, you're like, fuck, this is taking forever. Watching Fate Unlimited Blade Works and then watching Fate Stay Night is hard.
Yeah. The pace is...
And you're like, why is everyone fucking? Why? Put your dick in the pants. Stop. What happened to fighting and understanding powers? Stop having sex.
That's heaven's feel right there.
I want a homunculus. I want the next fate to have a homunculus between Emiya and Saber. I want to see what that's like. I want to see that. Just a new timeline. A homunculus between them. Have a little baby. I got King Arthur pregnant. I don't know why that's a fetish for me.
I don't know why it is for you though.
Have sex with a woman who you know is a version of King.
What about the woman that Emiya was loving on in Heaven's Field?
What about her?
What about her?
I want the King Arthur.
Okay.
I want King Arthur. He can have sex with other people. I'm talking about me. me here. I want to have sex with Saber the woman. But I want her to tell me who she is to me. And I want to be like, it's the most overpowering thing ever. Yeah. You know how they say, like, when you go to prison, like, the most gangster. That's what they the most gangster thing you can do is have sex with a man. Like, you just take it as my power. That's the most gangster thing I can do and stay straight. I'm going to have sex with this beautiful, blonde, busty woman. And I want you to tell me who you are. They're like, I'm King Arthur. And I'm like, I'm Silver. And then I get you pregnant.
What the fuck?
And then we have a little homunculus, and then I vanish.
You vanish? Not the other way around?
I leave. I'm not
going to drink some milk.
I'm not going to sit here trying to raise this anomaly.
Damn.
And like, you're an anomaly. What the fuck am I going to do? I'm not answering any of these questions. You're going to die in 2 years and your mom's going to vanish because this war is going to end eventually.
So I haven't seen all the Fate series, but do they all have, or the rest of the public doesn't know what's going on?
It's implied.
Yeah,
that
it's heavily implied.
The public doesn't know what's going on. You know what bothers me, though? In a lot of them, like, there's a couple where it makes more sense when it doesn't take place in a city. Like a modern day city. When it doesn't take place in modern day, it makes more sense. Modern day, there are plot holes like crazy.
Because Apocrypha, they have the planes. They rented a whole airport. I'm like, how does not anyone question this?
That's what I'm talking about. Modern day throws me off. Once again, Apocrypha did it. Unlimited Blade Works did it. Where you basically write that whenever this happens, nobody's around. But you don't explain why nobody's around.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, what the? What? No one saw this? No one saw Hercules fucking drop down and destroy shit? Nah, I just roaring. But in like Babylonia and stuff like that.
That's part of the history.
It's a part of the history for their people around.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? What's the god that Rin is supposed to be in Babylonia?
Ishtar.
Ishtar is like, they worship this shit. They love that Ishtar flies around destroying everything and fighting people. They love watching it. But if you watch Apocrypha or like modern day ones, people it just happens to be like, for some reason, it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon and no one's on the busy city street.
It's a ghost city clause. So what happens is you start a war. People who know about it are the people you see. People who don't know about it either are there, die, or there and disappear. They just disappear.
So it's fucking a Katakura town from Bleach.
Yeah.
It's Katakura town. So you're in a different dimension.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you don't harm anybody.
But people that don't end up dead, they're just fucked.
So you're either dead, either people that are dead, or you're sent to another dimension, and if you're neither of those things, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So Babylonia. You're fucked, because we're watching this war happen, and we gotta evacuate the
city. Yeah, pretty much other fate is, you know, it's an intervening clause. If there's a war, people are not going to be there. If there are people there, then they probably already know about it.
Which is the one that's a fate with a school?
What do you mean?
There's a fate. I forgot what it's called. I watched it once. It takes place in a school.
Or multiple.
In the future.
In the future?
And the future. And the master. We're getting off. But it's a point of like why we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. In this one, it's in the future. I think the world technically ended and they had a bunch of students in this school. And in this school, you're raised to get a servant and you're going to recreate the Holy War. And the winner, the wish would be to recreate the world and save it. And one guy wakes up with amnesia and gets Saber. But then you find out that he's not a real person. He is a memory / soul of a dead girl that possessed another corpse. And he got it. He doesn't remember who he is because you're not him, you're this girl.
Do you remember what the Saber looked like?
Saber was in a red dress.
That is...
Young, spunky.
Bait extra,
yeah. And this Saber was like really...
She was probably like one of my favorite.
Yeah,
she wasn't bland.
No.
Like the other ones hyper. Were. She was just hyper. She was always happy.
Yeah, she's like, my master. She goes, I will always protect you, my master. And then
it makes sense.
She fought like Blackbeard. Yeah. And Blackbeard was a hot woman. Right? And I was like, wait, what? But it was cool. She was the coolest Saber you could have. But that was an example of outside of both modern day and this is like, you're in another dimension. It's implied like the world ended.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to trying to recreate a Holy Grail war to get a wish. Yeah. And the wish would be to fix the world.
Yeah.
To re-wish for the world back. And they just fought. It was the weirdest fucking thing. And I don't think they wished for the world back. I think their wish was like restart. And the restart.
Yeah, it was the restart the whole thing.
Restart the whole thing. And I sat there like, wait, what? Like you wished for it wrong? And then she just, because I think they wanted Saber back.
Yeah.
So she just wished to restart it, and then Saber came back. And I was like, so you're just going to do this forever?
Yeah.
Until, like, you have to break the cycle. And then if you read, like, their books and stuff, it's still there. Like, they ended eventually, but it's like, oh, we're pulling a Naruto, Izanami against Kabuto.
Yeah.
And you're like, you have to acknowledge a change. And I'm like, but you're not going to put it in the anime? So I have no idea what happened.
Yeah. So the reason why the Saber is so outgoing is because of the history.
Mm.
If you know, you know. But Saber's actual name is Nero Claudia, which was, you know, a tyrannical ruler that ended up dying early.
Mm.
So that was her pretty much excuse to enjoy life after becoming a hero, even though Nero Claudia was...
Yeah. You're a piece of shit, but I got resurrected, so I'm gonna have
to. Yeah.
I'm a YOLO this. God, she was so energetic. I would have asked her to suck my dick.
Like, she probably would have.
Like, you're my master. Like, can you suck it? Of course, my master. Two hands? Of course.
Walking around in that revealing ass dress.
That every fight. Your master have no pull. My master always gets a victory suck after I win. Excalibur! I forgot her weapon.
Her.
And she knew her name. She called herself Nero. She goes, I am Nero.
Yeah, she knew her name.
So he didn't call her Saber. He called her Nero.
Yeah, which servants don't usually do.
Which servants don't usually do.
But yeah, she used Exestella, I think that was her name of her sword.
Yeah, Exestella.
And then her noble phantasm was like something crazy. I can't remember.
So, where does Fate Apocrypha land on your fate list?
Five. Number five. I'd go back and watch it. I still love their animation.
The animation is pretty clean, I won't lie.
I'll go back and watch it if I'm feeling it.
I will say
I put it lower because
I'm doing a marathon watch. I'm definitely watching
it. Yeah. I can't do it bit by bit. I gotta sit and do it. It's hard to watch like slowly. I gotta get into it.
I mean, it's a shorter watch.
But once you start enjoying it. Once you see the characters like Jack the Ripper, it's just one of those things where I'm like, there are episodes I want to watch. I don't want to watch the whole thing.
I do like the explosions and the animations.
Yes, the animations are really good. Hella detailed. I think I would be wrong. I still think Jack the Ripper and Frankenstein and Shakespeare. I like the characters in it.
I once again, is really for some reason, I got a really big hard on for Emiya.
Emiya is also, he's also Jesus Christ in this one, so if you love going to church, you'll definitely like this anime, except for some reason that Jesus Christ is weirdly the villain, like almost a villain-esque, because he just wants to go find Saber. He wants to have a happy ending because his memories are weird. He wants a happy fucking ending.
And he's like, you know, instead of all this power,
I'm the son of God.
We melt these dimensions together and destroy everything.
And I can finally have my mommy girlfriend back.
Yeah.
I can finally have the woman who treated me like her son, and I can finally have sex with her again.
Yeah. Because
you're going to have all Emiyas, even the one that was just a friendly one.
Yep. Surprisingly, the closest thing to Emiya, this version of Emiya, is Jean the Arc.
Mm-hmm.
Because ruler class technically overlooks the entire thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they only intervene if something's gone wrong. But what I don't understand is how she's able to intervene for so long to the point where she actively helps win over the war. Because that is the other thing, it's the rulers.
I thought that was strictly based off of lore. I assumed because, like, what is it, Jean d'Arc,
mm-hmm,
in real history was like, she's around like during religious times, mm-hmm, and things like that. So
she's burned at the stake.
I thought that was, yeah, she's burned at the stake. I thought that was more of her being involved for so long, because that was a weird thing too. I thought that was more of a metaphor to like what she fought for and all these things, mm-hmm, that she died at the stake for it. So I originally thought you're cheating, and I thought there would be repercussions for it.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
So for me,
the more you stick with it, she'll be burned at the stake, mm-hmm, because you are healthy and you are breaking your rule. I thought it was a metaphor. Why she's, yeah, still so involved? I'm just guessing. How are you helping this long?
Yeah. It was never the case. He was just,
well, no, I thought it was because
he just couldn't fight in the.
I forgot that Amakusa, because he was a previous.
We just called him Amakusa, but yeah.
Sure.
He's the same person, just with Jesus in him.
His name has Shiro in it.
His name has Shiro in it.
I thought that because he was going against the rules. That's why she was.
Yeah, that's why she popped
up. That's why she popped up.
No, why she was fighting so long.
No, absolutely. Why she popped. Yeah, I could see that. But why she popped up was because he was actively breaking the rules.
Yeah.
So she had to come in to counterbalance that.
Yeah.
But that makes sense what he's saying. He's saying, like, maybe that's why she stood so long. And that's why she continued.
That is true.
Because she could not tell.
He did say she was not supposed to fight in war.
Right.
Against.
Yes.
She wasn't supposed to do that.
She wasn't supposed,
to be the balance of everything.
Right.
That's why she's a ruler.
Exactly. But because he's breaking the balance,
yeah,
her restoring balance.
Because she had visions of him. She said, I have to meet this.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's what we're talking about, where he broke the balance. She came in to follow her own rules, correct the balance. But my theory would then be, she stood there because she did not know how long this motherfucker would keep trying to do that.
Yeah.
So until then, I'm already here. I might as well help. Since I'm already helping, I'm going to help because I genuinely have no idea if this allegory for Jesus Christ is going to keep doing this, which then you could argue he kept doing it.
Yeah. I mean, he did.
Not only that.
So then she stays.
Not only that, but like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not breaking rules if he keeps doing it.
There was other things that he was a part of, like, mm-hmm, his faction.
Yeah.
Like the whole Vlad and, what's the other guy's name? This guy? Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah. With their whole little thing, with the vampire thing.
Ignomillennia?
Ignomillennia?
No, because
of. Ignomillennia.
What?
Soul Tree?
Yggdrasil.
Yeah. And that's pretty much how they got their name for the.
Yggdrasil.
Yeah.
Ignomillennia.
Yeah.
That motherfucker needs to do the right thing.
Ignomillennia.
Yeah. Darnik.
Darnik and Vlad, their whole vampire thing, he's like, oh, I can't have this in the world because it defeats everything.
Yeah.
So, and he was a part of that. That was his faction.
Yeah.
So he had more of a reason to
stay.
Yeah, we have to balance. Yeah, I feel like we're answering our own question. I'm like, this motherfucker, she came and go like this shit. You got vampires and Jesus?
Yes.
I'm stepping in. I feel like that's fair. I feel like me coming here is fair.
Yeah.
You have a rule maker. You have God and vampires. It's like fucking magic.
Yeah,
it's like playing magic. You're playing vampires and
Vlad,
you're playing vampires and Jesus.
Vlad was not supposed to be a servant.
He was,
but he got there somehow.
Yeah.
He was already cool. And then that.
I mean, it happens in fucking every single fate. There's a guy that shows up that shouldn't fucking.
Yeah, that also tips the balance.
Yes,
but for other fates, the reason why a gene doesn't show up is because there's always a counter to it.
Yeah, there's always a counter. Which, once again, if you
bring... This is probably one of the rarest pieces where there's two entities that aren't supposed to be there that could mess up the balance of this universe.
It's why, it's once again why when you watch Fate Stay Night and Fate Unlimited Blade Works, you have those moments of they're the same show, but they're not the same show.
Yeah.
Alternate timelines. And it's because, for anyone who watches it, I think it's a good watch to start with. You get a servant, and because you don't have a catalyst, the closest servant is the one of that time. So you get Emiya.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get Emiya, he's the same Emiya from all the other ones, but he's also different because he has the memories of what happened. He's having flashes. So then he starts breaking the rules, just like this one did.
Yeah.
And he starts like, I'm not going to listen. I'm going to trick people to use their things because I'm trying to break my contract. But when you do that, you're creating crazy imbalances in the war, which then allows, like, Caster to get her own servants.
Yeah.
And Caster summons a samurai who's his own. She goes, I have my own servant. And then they figured it out. Like, Rin was running and he's like, she summoned a servant? So you go, how'd you do that? And you're realizing, like, oh, because when you look at it, you're like, because this motherfucker, Emiya, was breaking the rules.
Yeah.
So to balance it, Emiya was the villain. Emiya, like, Gilgamesh wasn't even a villain. He was just his own thing.
Yeah.
Emiya was the villain. And that you had that the world, remember, what is he? He's the counterbalance. And what's his thing? What is he? A counter guardian. He's a counter guardian. So then you create, because this counter guardian is now breaking the rules of this war and warping the timeline, you have to make it. I'm going to use one more tangent. When Trunks went back in time to save Goku, and 16 showed up, and they went, what? He goes, and said, oh, in 19 and 20?
Yeah.
And Trunks goes, those are not the androids. What do you mean? You said there were two.
He goes,
and those aren't the two. You said... Well, you didn't tell us what they look like. I only ever met the two. You're changing shit, and how the world works in literature is when you change one thing, the world has to correct in another way. Because Trunks tipped the scales, 16 and other ones came, which is a crazy. You gave us
because three, Goku survived.
Right, you gave us it feels like Goku is equal to three more. That shit is busted. You get one Goku and one Trunks. We get three androids and a perfect set. Wow. This NFL draft is crazy. This draft is crazy. So now we're going to face day work. Oh, Emiya breaks the system. Caster knows how to summon another samurai. And Gilgamesh is stronger.
Yeah.
And, okay, and then Berserker's a little more OP. They balance it out by making it so like that. Oh, and we make Emiya, to be more of a dick, we'll make Emiya as a kid stronger.
Yeah.
So we'll be dicks. And then Fate Apocrypha, we go into Apocrypha. You get Jesus and vampires? Man, this D&D rules. Fuck you. I get God himself. I am now like, John the Ark is like just talking in my ear. I get... The DM's help. You get God and vampires.
I get plot armor and a dragon.
I get plot armor and Nico's the DM. Nico tells me what happens next. I always get Nico to tell me what happens next. Like, interesting, like when you just talk about all this as a whole, super interesting where you're like, sometimes the writing's all over the place and whatnot, but when you really look back at it, you're like, no. It's quite an interesting plot device of how do you balance it. Oh, the writer himself is self-aware. The story is self-aware,
which is
cool. You're like, what?
I'll say it's really cool because power scaling wise, it makes for some crazy like scales.
Yes. Like, you're like, whoa, how did why is this person working? Well, because these got this and you're breaking the time and that's not fair, so we have to balance
them
out.
And it makes power scaling super cool.
Really good. Because they do power scaling right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do it right.
It is the first time you do that and you're like,
you know what's funny about your reference to the Goku thing? He dies still.
Everything was set, right?
Yeah, it's still
everything was set. That's what they said. In time travel shit. They're like, no matter what, there's another time travel plot where they're like, the idea is that no matter what happens, it even if you delay it, it's supposed to happen. Right? They did it in Futurama, they did a whole bunch of things, but you're like, Goku was supposed to die. No matter what, if you just watch Dragon Ball Z and don't look at it as like fan, look at it as like plot. Goku, no matter what, is supposed to die.
Yeah.
It's just, you delayed the inevitable. And then in the Buu saga, you can just argue that, well, you know, so we can come back. We just have to make it happen. It doesn't matter how he died. We just have to make sure he does.
Yeah.
Then if he comes back, well, we didn't really have any rules for that anyway. We just had to die once. We didn't say he had to die twice.
Yeah.
Everybody fucking wins. Like if he didn't get like special beam through the chest by Piccolo, I'm pretty sure Goku would have died during the Saiyan saga.
Right.
He ain't gonna train with King Kai. He's gonna train a lot on the Earth. You're gonna die.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything would have been right. He would have died by Nappa. They would have killed Nappa.
He would have barely killed Nappa. Nappa. Died by
Vegeta. And then Vegeta
would have been untouched.
Yeah, and then Vegeta would have beaten the shit out of him, made Goku suck his gut, and then kill him. Be like, yeah, I'm the Prince of All Saiyans. Are we ending this episode?
You're ending this episode. Any closing remarks?
No, this was fun. Fan Apocrypha, good place to start. If you're looking for another place to start, I think everyone can watch Unlimited Blade Works pretty easily.
Yeah, Unlimited Blade Works. It's like Stay Night if you're not sure if you really want to get into it.
I think Stay Night is the most popular, isn't it?
No. It is Unlimited Blade Works.
Unlimited. So it's like it's also the most, like, if you look at recent, it came out a certain time and it was like really popular. I will just say, if you're going to watch Fate Unlimited, if you want to watch Unlimited Blade Works, you can just watch it as a standalone.
Yep.
If you want to understand the lore, like you're very big on lore, you watch Fate Stay Night, and then Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works.
And then Fate Stay Night Heaven's Feel, which is in three parts.
Which is in movies, and it's a hard watch.
It is a hard watch.
But and if, so you, if you start,
and they bring back so the cards! They bring back the cards!
If you watch...
He's a dude that just transforms. Like he's like a Digimon. I'm like, how do I transform? And he fights stands. And I'm like, I don't understand how your power works. Or you, I don't understand how your power works. And they never explain well how his power works.
If you watch Fate, it's a commitment. But it's worth it.
It is. There's so much of it.
It's like One Piece.
If you like Lady Boys... You eating good. Watch our hentai episode.
Wait,
trust me.
It's gonna be after this episode.
Huh?
It's gonna be after this
episode. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it'll be after.
Watch the next two episodes that I'm in. I'm unhinged as fuck, and that's why they invite me back. Love yourself and love your lady boy. That's all I got.
Danny,
oh my god, sorry,
I'm not saying
don't watch Boku no Pico. Don't watch Boku no Pico. Wink.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.